Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm David.
I'm Brendan.
I'm Echo.
I'm Bunny.
We have an exciting podcast about one of the five amazing tones. Brendan, what are we doing today?
We're doing the first tone today.
This is numero uno. Some people think it's the most important tone.
Some would disagree.
Yeah, I think the third is the most important tone. But if you don't know number one, you're not going to get to number three. So, Brendan, first tone, what can you tell us about it?
It's high, it's level. High level.
High level.
Yeah, I like that.
Actually, it's kind of unnaturally high, I think, for Western speakers.
Yeah, it's kind of, it should be at more or less the top of your range.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds badly if you don't.
That sounds terrible.
Yep.
Yeah. So we've got some examples for you, which are really common words, and we're going to go through them. If you are male, listen to Bunny really closely, because one of the things that certainly was an issue for me when I started learning was getting used to raising my voice artificially high. And then you get used to it, and it's really natural.
Ma.
Mother.
Ma.
Mother or mom.
Yeah.
Ma.
Ma.
Ta.
He or she.
Ta.
He or she or him or her.
Or it. Yeah. That's a versatile ta.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ta.
Ta.
Yi.
Numero uno.
Yi.
One.
Yi.
Yi.
I like the fact that yi, one, that's the first tone.
Yeah, that's handy.
You know?
Okay, next one.
Next one.
Chi.
Is to eat.
Chi.
Eating or to eat.
Chi.
Chi.
We already know how to make some basic sentences. We've got ma, ta, and chi. So we can say he's eating.
他吃
He or she or it eats.
Listen especially to the way when Brennan and I speak English, our voices are much lower than when we speak Chinese. Brennan?
Yeah, well, it's, as we said, for the first tone, you want to be at the top of your range. And in English, you don't do that often.
Yeah, or maybe you do it when you're trying to communicate some kind of emotion.
Or you're a drag
queen.
Like,
I'm a bit worried.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're hesitating in English, then maybe you'll do it. You know, you'll say
but still a little bit lower.
And it's still not really the top of the range.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't feel comfortable in English, and it doesn't feel comfortable when you get started.
Yeah.
But stick with it, even if it feels a bit awkward when you start. It's going to make your Chinese sound much better.
Yeah, it's like walking in high heels. At first, it's very uncomfortable, but then I've said too much.
It's always. Anyway, so we've got ma, ta, and shi. Let's keep going.
He.
To drink.
He.
Yeah, to drink or drinking.
So how would you say he eats, she drinks?
Ta chi, ta he.
Ta chi, ta he.
Yeah, he eats, she drinks, but you'll notice that you can't really tell which is he and which is she. Mm-hmm. If you see it written, there is a difference. In speech, there really isn't.
Yeah. Let's keep going with some really useful words.
说
means to speak.
说
Yeah, to speak or to say.
说
说
We're going to stop throwing single characters at you. We've got 说, which means to speak. What's the word for Chinese?
中文
中文
Yeah, that's Chinese. And you may have noticed that the second sound there didn't sound like a first tone, right? It sounded like it was going up.
Yeah.
Good listening, good looking out. That's a second tone.
Let's put together a simple sentence. Now you know how to say, he speaks Chinese.
他说中文
Brennan?
And you could also say, you know, mom speaks Chinese.
妈妈说中文
We did this one, which has the second tone.
他说中文
Let's go to the third tone, which is dipping.
他打他
He or she hits him or her.
他打他
Yeah, and it's a different story depending on whether it's he or she in which position.
Yes.
Fourth tone, we couldn't resist this.
他吃串
We love串
And what are twar?
It's meat on a stick, really. And that's what the character looks like.
But yes.
Twar is meat on a stick. And you can hear the little Beijing or Huaiyan thrown in there. When I was in Shanghai, they said, yang rou chuan.
And that's why you don't learn Chinese in Shanghai. Mm.
If you order yang rou chuan in Beijing, people are going to, what?
People are going to do bad things to that meat.
Yeah, yeah. So, Brendan, is there anything else that we need to go over for the first tone?
I think we've pretty much covered it, at least for today.
Yeah. If you go to the vocab section, we've picked a bunch of words that are first tone, and you can go and listen to the recordings. Whether you're male or female, I think the biggest challenge is getting over the fact that it's going to sound a bit unnatural when you start. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.